all you assholes come and listen to us. It's the Keith and the Girl Show. Welcome to last week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady.
Hey.
And this is Keith Malley and this is Hemda. Welcome to the show to you both. Let's get right to it. How the hell are ya?
Hemda's great, apparently she was going to say.
No, I was going to say Keith is in hell. How the hell are you? Right?
I got hit by a bike and it really, really hurts.
Keith, no!
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he turned the corner and lowered.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I see it.
Ouch. Ouch.
That's no joke. Yeah. And I don't understand. I don't think the ground hit that.
Here's my glasses.
Oh, no.
I didn't even know that.
Ooh, and it's right in your side where you recently had an absolute mystery illness.
That was the other side, yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay.
So I can't feel the other side. That's good. That's not a big deal anymore.
And if you go to the hospital with that, they're going to be like, oh, this side now. Pain pillars. Oh, okay. Oh, is it at the weekend again? Oh, so you just get hit by things on the weekend.
They don't like that I call them cane pillars. And they're like, you're up to something.
Wait, so you were just, you stepped off the curb and
I turned, I walked on the right side of the sidewalk. Turning a building, and this other person was on their left side and just ran right into me.
The vehicle was on the sidewalk.
On the sidewalk?
Yeah.
They do that, though. You see that all the time, though, right?
Motorized guy?
Yes. I don't know if he was motorized, but I did recognize it had a battery.
A battery.
And did he... I'm sure you already discussed
this at
length.
Then he sped off.
He didn't say anything to you?
No.
No, you didn't really talk about it so much. Did you see him looking back, or by the time you got up, he was done?
I saw him. I think I would recognize him if he happens to bike in this area again, for what that's worth.
Like, not that it matters. Did he show any concern or anything?
Nervousness more than anything.
Okay.
Like, oh, shit. And then I'm coming to, and then he's gone. I wasn't passed out or anything, but I'm getting my bearings, okay. And then... That was it.
Yeah, I don't see them waiting around.
Yes.
But I do, now that you mentioned that, you could, if you recognize him, he's a delivery guy, I assume, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because right now what we're realizing, that the temperature dropped and it's really like me, Xerxes, and like a bunch of delivery guys on the street now, because nobody wants to bike unless they are in full gear, like, I think you're dressed up to do like 100 miles, like those guys.
Right.
So, So I think if they're on the curb and whatever, a lot of times they're just, yeah. So it's your delivery guy, maybe.
Oh, I should order food and see if I can trick them. Yeah.
Different restaurants, different apps.
Right.
It's very discouraging to me that they wouldn't even make sure you're okay. Wow. That sucks.
I was debating on getting an electric bike and now I know I will, because it's better to be on that side of things.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Did you hit your head on the ground? Did you do flips?
I didn't really notice what happened. Okay. But I was on the ground, and as you saw, my glasses broke. I did feel something like on my shoulder and of course on my back.
Did anyone see it? Were people asking you if you're okay?
Somebody saw it and that was it. It was too sad. I just went right back in my house. It was real close to my house.
Did you just leave your house to go somewhere and you went back?
Yes.
Oh. Where were you going?
Just newspapers.
Oh.
This fucking Post. I'm telling you. New York Post. Fuck you.
Did you have a Post later or something?
I found a way. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, my treat. My dessert. Did you get your dessert later, at least?
It's like... you know, that you should be the spokesperson for the New York Post at this point. You know, they should be paying you. They really should.
Yeah, I don't know why we're paying for that. It's like
they should give you back pay for all the issues you've ever bought. Honestly,
that's what our Kickstarter is. They can't stop buying newspapers. It adds up. It's like it used to be a quarter. How much is it now?
At least $3.
Each or total?
Each page, but I get it in bulk.
No, you get the Post and you get the Daily News.
Oh, like $2 and $3, depending.
Yeah. And
like then sometimes they make up prices, you know.
And sometimes if it's a special day, he'll get a third newspaper for comparisons. Because it's like, wait, hold on.
That's right. Some days it's a me day. How are you?
So, yeah.
Oh, me? I'm fine.
All right.
Did you know that I once got hit by a Domino's delivery driver?
I do remember something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was also on my block. So
it happens again, next to your house, they say. Yeah.
Again, Keith, I could feel your pain.
Thank you.
Not physically, but emotionally, mentally, spiritually.
Yeah.
I'm just sad that nobody said, hey, man, are you okay?
They don't want to get involved. Who knows?
Well, when I fell, I had to scream a bunch before people were like, oh, me. Because they were like down the block.
It didn't really hurt a lot until later.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really putting on a show.
But now when you walk down the block, are you nervous and hesitant? And
No, but I probably do swing out a little bit more around that corner.
Yeah, you can't be taking those tight corners anymore. Like you're a young man.
That's right.
Wow, that's so scary.
All right. And still I rise, you know, Maya Angelou.
Yeah.
And still we record and must do what we came here to do
or else, you know, the people listening will come with their electric bicycles and come to our houses and park outside and run over us when we dare to leave. Update on me. I went to a wedding and I went to the movies twice.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Didn't we just see you? Wow.
Yeah. So last time we talked, you saw 3 movies. What's going on here? I didn't even know they made this many movies.
I mean, I learned from the master. You are my Obi-Wan. And if it's out, I'm going to see it.
Good for you.
But probably not the same ones that you're seeing.
Maybe not.
But I saw Tar.
Okay,
Did you see Tar?
No, but she's a conductor in this movie?
She's a conductor.
What's her deal?
In this movie. So Cate Blanchett plays her. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like 3-hour movie. She's a conductor, and she is a powerful EGOT lesbian conductor.
Okay.
And then she gets Me Too'd, and it's about that situation.
Interesting.
She harassed the guy, huh?
Nope.
Oh, the other way around.
Well, she does harass a guy. Well, she does harass a pangender.
Kendall's going to see this in 45 years. Can you not say? Kendall, what's the name of the movie?
Okay.
Well, we stopped you just in time, Bianca.
And then I also saw Triangle of Sadness. Have you seen the preview for this?
Are you making this up because it's close to my birthday? What's happening?
It seems like it's very funny, right?
It's really funny.
I'll see it.
I think you might like it, actually.
All right, I'm in.
Might be one of the ones that gets you.
Whenever I'm ready to leave my house again, maybe I'll see it.
Oh, no. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, pretty much, I got my hair redone. Caroline's back.
All right.
Welcome.
It's like she never left.
What does that mean? They have to, they wash it or what?
No, they took them all out. They unglued all the hair. They brushed it out and then they glued a whole new set to the head.
How'd your hair do? Because sometimes it kind of affects the hair, right? Because it asks a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm having some scalp issues. Just call me Jada if you want to know what's, you know, get it in the slap. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Hollywood? I do remember, yeah.
Just a little patchy up top. Okay. But it took them 6 hours to do the extensions.
Oof.
So that is a boring night, let me tell you. But
headphones don't even last that long, you know?
You do have to suffer in life As we all learn on a daily basis.
Now, after all that, you're wearing a hat. The fuck are we talking about?
Well, it's cold.
All right.
Finally. Not to devolve to the weather, but it's been unseasonably warm. Me too. Me too.
I can't with this. I get scared to go outside. It hurts.
I know. I forced myself to go out today, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it. It was. I didn't run over anybody on my bike.
That's really good.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I mean, we got to get into it.
Yeah, we do have to.
And it's not. It's an assignment. You know, when you join the priesthood, it's not because you want a job. It's because you have a calling.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this is no different. We are called by the Lord to recap the previous week's episodes of Keith and the Girl. Right.
Or in my case, if you're my dad, you were called to have people kiss your ring.
And also suck off your thumb and put a smear of honey on your forehead.
He had a strange calling. I really wish he didn't pick up the phone, but oh well.
Everyone's phones are different. Numbers are different.
Hello, I'm ready. That's what he said when he picked up the phone. I think I'll do it, and then I think I'll have a wife as well.
Yes.
What do you think? Okay, episode 3599. It's parody with Carmen Legala. And Carmen came in really hot with her pre-interview written questions that Keith had to recite verbatim on the show. Anything you want to promote that ass, she says. And then anything we should tell the people to look at Colbert, I guess. And then anything new. Was I gay last time I was here?
She is fun.
When you opened that email, it was Christmas for you, right?
Yes, I knew we were going to have a party, yes.
So she is now she is out. She's doing.
Getting dad ass.
She's doing some gay shit.
I don't even know how I knew ahead of time that she was bisexual, but I knew.
The short haircut.
Does she have short haircut? I don't think she does she?
Oh, not anymore. Actually, I still remember her. I think when I first saw her, she had her whole head shaved.
Oh, well, there you go. Then that's where I got it.
Yeah, very short haircut.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I love.
She looks like Hillary Swank. It's amazing. Sure, shave your head. Somebody did when they were doing like roasts against each other, that annual thing where two people roast each other back and forth. It was at the creek. And somebody said something like, oh, so brave, super hot woman shaving her head. Mm-hmm. Oh, you've been so brave. I don't know. He just like worded it perfect and she happens to look amazing.
What is something, you know, the hot women can wear literally anything. It's a little rude. Here's a suit five times too big just cuz. Okay, you look great. Sure.
It's more than a little rude, let me tell you. When hot women shave their head, I think it's grounds for... I don't know, a life sentence in jail.
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh, I'm pouring mud over my face. I'm going out tonight. Why not?
Meanwhile, I'm spending money to sit in a chair for 6 hours, get hair glued to my freaking head. All right? And you want to talk to me about how you just needed a change.
Right. There's a little attitude in that. You're right.
Get a life.
Yeah.
I know we're joking, but like this reminds me. When I went to college for a minute. And I took a sociology class as one of my first classes. And the guy, the professor, I guess his name was, the professor comes in and he's teaching us about like, hey, look at these weird things that we do as Americans. We shave our legs. We pluck our this thing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, that's all fine and good. And I can be the hippie that you want me to be and that I know in my soul I am. But I am not the blonde, hairless Adonis that you fucking are. I bet I had more of a mustache than you when I was 12. Then you try to talk to me about not plucking or shaving because I am uncomfortable. I'm not the one that made me uncomfortable. all of the women in my family look like this. So who made me uncomfortable? Pray tell, sociology teacher. Why are we doing these weird things to ourselves? I don't know. You have nothing to... You know what I mean?
I know that this was the first day of your class. That's interesting. How would we think you would last?
Oh, in college?
Yeah.
I did pretty well in that class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You just read, amen, that we do weird things.
Well, because I agree. I agree. And I don't really shave my legs anymore, but I did pluck my eyebrows, so I have to take out the 10 that keep growing randomly and whatever. But yes, I would have done a lot less. You would have seen me a lot more hippie-ish if there wasn't all this weird, right. How do I comb my hair? Didn't learn until I was like 14 or something. Don't know.
Yeah. When I went to the Grand Canyon recently, one of our guides was this 23-year-old woman who is so just a natural beauty, natural blonde, long blonde hair, straight. She's hiking the Grand Canyon with her hair down. And there's like no tangles or anything. And then at one point she said she was telling a story and somebody had asked her if they could borrow her blow dryer. And she was like, I don't own a blow dryer. And I was like, well, you could have fooled me, you know, like check your privilege.
Thanks.
Okay. But, you know, we can't all be Marthas. Nick Cannon had his 11th child.
Yeah, I think 12, depending on who you ask. I think the newspaper's confused because one died and they don't know what to write.
Yeah.
Of course one's going to die. You have 800 kids. One will die, and that's sad. But
it's
yeah,
a numbers game, yeah. It's
either 11 or 12 he has now, yeah.
Mm.
Wow. My dad is one of 9 kids.
My dad's one of 12. That
and
generation.
They like weren't even... That was all the same mom.
Right.
For my dad, it was 2. And one did die. So Keith's right about the numbers.
I don't think we ever said this, Bianca. Your mom was Octomom. I don't know how many people know that.
She was. I was her first child. And then she went and had 8 more. And so all my 8 brothers and sisters.
Do you know all your aunts and uncles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
See, my dad didn't let us know anybody, and we had far less than you.
Yeah. You had to learn like 3 of them, and you don't know.
Right.
I can't name all of my dad's siblings.
Oh, I can. I can name all of your dad's siblings.
Oh, you interviewed him?
God, yeah. But Nick Cannon, I would say there was some, maybe it was Rod who said this on a different episode of last week on Keith and the Girl, but something about him having like some sort of a rare disease or something so that he needs to like have a lot of kids so that maybe they'll be like a match for him. Mm-hmm. Like if he needed a bone marrow transplant, like, which is what I had, he has like a bigger selection of potential donors to like give him body parts so he could live forever.
Although if you can afford 11 kids, you can afford one person's marrow, right? No, doesn't work that way.
I mean, I think it's specific, you know, the marrow has to be,
right,
has to match or else you might as well not even do it.
No, you're right. Yeah, there's no other. Okay. So yeah, why not?
He said that Nick Cannon pays $3 million a year in child support, but fact checkers are saying it's way more than that.
Oh.
Good. That's really great.
Oh, wait. I guess somebody said $3 million. Nick Cannon says he pays a lot more than $3 million. Okay. All right.
I hope that's true.
You know what you're doing when another one pops up? Is it still a miracle each time?
Well, it's a different woman, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a miracle that he found somewhere to jizz that would make a baby, but it's a miracle for that woman.
I would stop being surprised.
No, I don't think it's a surprise, but
it's still a delight.
People still are into it.
I bet you he's by the vending machine by now. He's not in the room anymore. He gets
it. I'm not saying he's putting forth any effort.
Well,
I'm saying to this other human being that he left a present inside of.
I just think the thrill
having a fun or active life right now in a way.
Johnny Appleseed didn't stick around to eat piece of fruit. You know, he just planted them and he was on his way.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Johnny Appleseed. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But the 10th tree, he's not like the miracle of life.
No, he's like, I got more stuff going on over here.
Yeah.
I'm already on to the next field to make an orchard. We found out this week that Nick Cannon didn't pass away. Nick Cannon is creating new life, but who passed away? Aaron Carter.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Aaron Carter? Or are you too young? Not that I know him, but.
Yeah, I was right in the pocket. Okay. We're the same age, 34.
Oh, all right.
R.I.P. He played basketball against Shaq, beat him.
Mm-hmm. They recreated that. Did you know that?
Shaq had
a TV show and they recreated it. And this time Shaq kicks Aaron Carter's ass. I feel like Shaq thought people really might be confused. See, I don't like that's out there.
He's like, that was contractual obligation.
Right.
I was forced to lose against Eric Carter. Tragedy, you know, devastation, elation, the circle of life, pop stars, natural blondes. I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a take.
But they're looking for you for, you know, peace, or how do we make sense of this life? What would you say to those people?
I would say, right. Ain't that a bitch,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Mm-hmm.
Be careful out there. And
if you're a 10-year-old singer, be careful out there, all right?
Yeah, maybe like if you're, maybe you have to like have a therapist on staff for any entertainer under 18.
Yeah, but how are you going to get a kid to be honest in therapy?
Well, you're a therapist, so. You might have learned.
I don't think they
care enough to give them the kind of therapy that would make any difference. I think they give them an adult and go, I tried, you know? I don't think these people care about their children as much as they say.
Sure.
There, I said it.
Hmm. All right. Well,
way to make me look a cry, Khamda. Jeez.
No, I just think therapy when you're a kid is kind of fun because you don't really know what's going on. I was in therapy since age 4. So if you grow up with it, you're kind of just like, yeah, this is when I talk to Kathy.
And you were honest when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I would have loved that.
Yeah.
That sounds good because you can put your thoughts and feelings hopefully somewhere where that person doesn't get you in trouble.
I've heard my stepkids on a Zoom therapy call. And how you doing? Oh, fine. And I just want to be like, you're not. You're not, though.
That's the thing. Shouldn't the therapist be able to be like, okay, what else beyond I'm fine?
Mm-hmm. Not this one.
Yeah, I had one when I was little. Then I had Zelda. Then I had Lloyd.
Are these video games or?
Yeah, I had a therapist named Zelda. How cool is that?
Mario,
Luigi. Speaking of things that money can't buy, happiness, money can buy lots of other things. And if you win the lottery, you get a lot of money. Keith, what was the poll for this week's episode?
The poll was, did you promise anyone money from your potential lottery winnings? Have you done that? Have you made a deal with anybody? If I win, you get, or?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have the list handy in case the time comes?
I mean, I feel like it's just anyone who's around me that day, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the whole news is talking about, the whole world's talking about the Powerball, I start making phone calls. How you been? did you promise anyone money from your potential lottery winnings? 30% of our audience said yes. 35% no. 35% I never play.
30% of our audience
people
said yes.
Love to have fun. But those 30% who never play. Ooh. Oh, you guys.
Somebody wrote, I'm going to find it because I want to call this person out. But somebody said, I never play the lottery, but I hit no. I never promised winnings. Why would somebody do that?
Because they hate science. They hate the scientific method.
Is it hating science? Is it hating me personally? Like, well, I know what the right answer is, and I didn't pick it. What?
It was the same person who hit you with their bike today.
That's what I'm thinking.
I actually had, over the summer, the experience of having dinner at a billionaire's house.
Oh.
And it was really weird because it was like, wow, this is like, these are the real people pulling the strings.
Good food?
It was good. It was farm to table. You know, the house was on a farm. And so it was, there was a chef and the chef made the dinner and et cetera. But I was thinking about what it'd be like to be a billionaire and how, like, I don't understand why they don't all just give everyone they see in a day $50,000.
Right.
Like, that's what I would do. I'd be like, anyone who crossed my path today is going to leave with at least $10,000. You know, I can swing it.
Yeah, you're going to need a lot of security, but yes.
Well, it would be conditional on, like, you know, you can't tell anyone. I don't know. It'd be fun, right?
Yes. And I always picture things like that. And then I'm like, I'm going to have to talk to an adult and reason some shit out and maybe do it where it's less life threatening. But yeah, there's always plans of giving it away. I always have hundreds in your pocket. Everyone gets tipped. And yes, all of that. But then there is the, you're showing how rich you are, and now you're in trouble.
Here it is. An awkward bystander wrote on Reddit, I never play the lottery and don't intend to, still voted for no.
Because maybe even in scenarios where people are like, if you won the money, that person still didn't. Like, even though I don't play, I still play the game if I did win.
This person, I don't get it. This person knows that one of the answers is exactly what he's done.
Yeah.
And then goes, but I picked no. And is it my turn to write something back? Is this a conversation? Why? Is life worth living, Bianca Brady?
You know, and it's a great question. And we do have to consider the possibility that no, it isn't.
All right.
Worth it.
Thank you.
But we do it. Anyway.
You do it anyway.
It's actually a lot harder to die than
you would think.
I've been close and they brought me back from the edge.
Every morning I wake up, I go, still here. Still here.
Yeah. I go like, huh. Wow.
Yeah. What a
really
fucking blessing.
Eked out another one.
Yeah.
I wake up and I go, today I should burn my diary because tomorrow if I don't wake up, that's going to be weird.
One of the options is I have a red car and I have a red car. Oh, I picked blue car.
I forgot where we were. Sorry.
Yeah, well.
Listen, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't give a shit to y'all, but I never play, so I don't have to worry about it. And this poll means nothing to me. Yeah. And I've taken a dump on it in front of you.
Yeah. What did I do? Awkward bystander, what did I do to you? Because we could solve this. What did I do? Because I did something that you're trying to fuck me. What was it? So I can be a better person.
Yeah, just be honest. Just be honest with him because he does want to improve.
Yeah.
You know? What would have made you pick in the poll the thing that you actually picked in real life?
Right. What could I do that would lead you to that response? The one
what
that's
could we
real.
Have done?
What could we have done differently?
And this is a great opportunity for feedback.
Yeah, it's a teaching moment.
It is. Yeah. It is for us and for him or her. Probably.
You know it's a dude. You know it's a fucking dude. Oh well.
Okay, we have to move on.
That's
an
fair.
Awkward bystander, you know. What's in a name?
Hello.
A rose by any other name.
It'd
and
still
you
be
really
this guy.
You fucked up the bowl.
Got me real good.
3,600. Mm-hmm. Another 100 eps on the books. Yep. Another round number. 3,600. 3,600 episodes of this here Keith and the Girl. And let me ask you, how did it feel?
That's crazy. What are we doing? This is bananas. And we're going, hey, another year? Question mark? We're putting a question mark at the end of that?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I get it wrong in my head. I'm like, hey, we couldn't have done 3,600. Is it 2,600 and somebody wrote the wrong number?
I don't think I would have done the Kickstarter if I read this guy's poll response first. Honest to God.
We were this close. Yes. Awkward bystander.
It came in a different order.
To losing the show forever.
Yeah.
And it's because of you.
Yeah. Do they care? Do they care? We're asking, does the audience care? The audience is eating their own shit for breakfast.
Yeah. Let's take a poll. Who would care if we didn't do the show anymore? Awkward bystander says, oh, I wouldn't care, but I voted for Keith to go fuck himself.
Right. Or I don't care, so I hit yes. What the fuck is happening? I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, well.
Help us understand. Okay, Billy Wayne Davis.
Yes.
And speaking of more episodes, this is the episode where you announced the beginning of the annual Kickstarter campaign.
Yes.
No. Very and exciting. At this time of recording, mm-hmm. when I did a little clickety clack before the episode, we have 146 backers. And a little over 11,000 big ones, baby.
We appreciate it. It's fun to see people care. It makes up for people like an awkward bystander. And so thank you, everybody. That does make me feel a little better.
Yeah. To think how close we were to losing out.
Did you see the Kickstarter video? Did it knock your socks off?
I loved it.
All right.
It was cute.
All right.
You guys in your little Zoom windows.
We do skits and bits.
Skits and bits. Billy Wayne Davis. What a fun guy. But let me ask you, did you want to murder him because of the sound issues?
I know, because I blame myself that it happened pretty right away, and everything was fine before the show, and I should have just stopped it. But you know why I didn't? Because I was hoping it would fix itself. Then the longer I waited, it's like, well, any day now. This is something I debated about whenever we did go live again. If somebody's fucked up over there, what do I do? Do I stop the show? Whatever. A big thing was, we just announced the Kickstarter. I don't want to go, hey, we'll be back in 10 minutes. It felt like very weird timing, so I just went with it. When I heard it back, it wasn't as bad to me as I thought it was live, which is good. And I think that's because he has such a drawl that some people probably think that's his real voice. So good.
No, exactly. I was thinking the same thing, because I think a lot of times, like when people speak to you who have different sort of cadence, it can get to that like awkward, stilted place where like you're talking over each other. But it just sort of felt like that's like the way he communicates.
And
I think it sounded pretty normal, but I could sense, because I do have a little bit of insight into your psyche.
Yes.
Just as, you know, a member of the team, I would say. I was thinking, oh man, he's distracted by this. He's a little frustrated, and he wishes it would just be not happening.
Yes, but I think next time I would stop the show.
Okay. Well, he's a delightful guest.
Yeah, I should have told him just to leave and come back. I should have said that. I know it throws people. We haven't talked to him in over a decade. I think that's why I didn't.
That's the thing. It throws people already, like, as soon as you tell them to do one thing in the mic check, they're like, oh, I'm the worst. And now I'm the trouble. And now you're going to tell them to leave and come back. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he did get, people forgot that he was on before. So he got best new guest by a couple people, which is great. And sometimes I worry, because, you know, when it is a different cadence, is the audience going to be like, oh, that was a little janky, but they loved it. They loved him. A lot of he's fantastic and so funny and all of that stuff. So that's great.
I wonder if they just like, if they like a lot that he has the voice, like he's going to say something problematic.
And then he doesn't.
And then he doesn't. And they're like, I love this guy. Whew.
Oh, yeah. So everyone's relieved by the end.
I thought we'd hear the N-word. Okay. Oh, good. He was great. Best guest ever.
Yeah. I saw Rod made a comment like that where he's like, I was a little nervous, but he pulled through.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's all it takes to get some goodwill is to speak in an accent and just surprise everyone by not being a total asshole.
Well, speaking of which, speaking of how people sound.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, will I do DMT? And I said, if the Kickstarter is funded, I think I'll do it. But then, but you know what? You ever notice people who do DMT do talk a certain way? Mike Kaplan, for having a million words a minute, is a slow talker. Shane Moss is a slow talker for sure. And obviously, Billy Wayne Davis is a slow talker. Is this going to make me talk slow? Because I got points I got to get out.
Well, I'm a slow talker and I've never touched a drug.
Okay.
I'm a fast talker and I smoke weed all day.
I think you just stay at your same speed.
All right.
I want to do DMT after this.
Yeah.
After listening to this.
Let's do it.
So easy. You're in, you're out. You have an epiphany. Uh-huh. And it's like quick.
Yeah, I didn't know you don't.
I don't have a lot of time in my schedule.
Right.
I don't have a lot of time, you know?
Teach me a life lesson and let me get back to my shows.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of chores to do.
Ask your doctor if DMT is right for you.
I did. I was listening to that episode and I put in a group text to some friends. I said, should we all do DMT? And they were like, Bianca, are you on DMT?
Right now. Yeah.
Who has your phone, Bianca?
Hey, guys, what if we were all on DMT now?
They were like, yeah, I'll do it, but you won't. I was like, fair. Damn, you caught me with that one.
Would you do it if the doctor was fine with it? I don't know what doctor is going to be fine with it, but.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I mean, at this point, like, I'm so unclear on what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do. Like, I'm not. I was just at a wedding. I didn't drink at all or smoke pot, but that's just because it's my habit, you know, like I don't. And if I'm going to do for the first time, I'm not going to be like around people like that. You know, I think at this point, it's just like, what would be the perfect situation where I didn't feel like people were just staring at me waiting for something to happen because the anticipation for them would be so exciting. Oh my God, Bianca's drinking.
Mm.
Like, oh, don't let her know we're looking at her. Oh my God.
I wonder what the life lesson would be for me. Like, you hope it's nothing weird that you have to tell somebody. Like, Jews are people. I swear I never had a problem, but that's what the spirits were telling me. I'm like, I know that though. I don't know why it was so strange, but... I mean, but Mike Kaplan got be nice. Billy Wayne got don't care about something you don't really care about.
Yeah.
So they seem like simple lessons, these DMT things.
I mean, I feel the same way as you, Keith. It's like, oh, it took all that for you to get.
Right.
Okay, so care for one another.
Walk on the right side. Yeah.
Whoa. But the thing, I was reading about it after the episode, and I was reading about how there's like these, it's called machine elves. Did you read about this?
No.
Where people who do it report seeing these little dudes that are like digital elves or goblins, like little guys who are in the world, like in the tableau of the DMT trip. There are these little machine elves.
Huh.
And then also, you know, lots of sort of. Did you ever see that movie with Matthew McConaughey and its space, Interstellar?
Yeah.
Like the squares of like math, but it's also the universe.
I don't know what the fuck I was watching, to be honest.
Yeah. I think the DMT trip would be similar to that movie.
Okay.
But with gnomes, little guys.
What did we think when Billy Wayne was doing it with Shane Moss and he said, we were both seeing the same thing? That's got to just be in his head, right? Like Shane would be like, you see this? And then all of a sudden he, quote, sees it.
Well, this is what I was reading about. It's like there's a DMT
shared experience
space that you go to.
Right.
And so you're all there together. Huh. And maybe if somebody like in Costa Rica is doing DMT, you also see them there across the way. You're like, hey, what's up?
Oh, sure. I don't know. That makes sense. Sure. Why not?
Hamda, would you do it? You're doing psychedelics on occasion.
I'm not sure I understand what DMT is. So I'm not sure, like, do you even smoke it and how long it lasts? And
his you smoked.
You smoke it, and then how long does it last?
And 10, 15 I don't
minutes, about 30 said. Minutes max.
But it could feel like forever.
True.
I don't know. Is it made of chemicals?
It's found in plants, but
it's an apple.
The chemical is what is, you know, harvested and then smoked. So I think if you're doing ayahuasca, you're doing DMT in its most natural state.
Okay. But if you're DMT, do you puke?
Because no, with ayahuasca, you do.
He said no. He said that's the genius of this. You don't have to puke. You don't have to vomit. People just like to be dramatic.
This is like, you know how yoga is like a spiritual practice, but if you go to yoga class, it's like for fitness. DMT is like the fitness version of ayahuasca. None of the spirituality, straight to the results.
Straight to the elves.
Straight to the elves.
I don't know, because I surprised myself. Like, it took me a long time to even try weed and to be comfortable with weed and then try acid and mushrooms. But as you can see, like, I'm not repeating these, even though I enjoyed them very much. I don't like heavier drugs. I don't know when to take them. I'm kind of...
It gets exhausting?
I think I'm just prudy with that. I think I'm just conservative in my... Like, I'm so loose with weed. Yeah, sure, I'll take it. I'll manage, I know. But with acid, I need to be ready. I need to have it on my schedule. I need to block off time. I want
to
be
my legs.
Place.
I need Maybe. To pluck my eyebrows.
Maybe, you know, like I need to be in a space and in a physical, actual space that I'm comfortable with the right person/people by myself. I don't know. But, you know, right now, edibles are giving me a beautiful trip and I'm good.
She does DMT. You know? She's like, I learned I don't have to shave and stuff. And Xerxes is like, maybe you heard wrong. Let's try it again.
I'm so lucky he doesn't give a fuck. And I thought, like, you know, people pretend they don't give a fuck. And it's like, yeah, but you could still feel like I don't give a fuck and I don't. But then when I shave, I'm just like, oh, I see why I shaved. That feels good. But he doesn't even realize when I shave. So I'm like, oh, yeah, you really don't give a fuck. I'm just like, you're feeling a shaved leg right now. And he's like, oh, you shaved? And I'm like, this is even better. That is even better. Thank you. By the way, balls. You know, my birthday is coming and I'm like, should we talk about it? And he's like, I have something planning and I'll tell you about it later. And then I'm like, okay, don't ask him again. Don't ask him again. But a couple weeks pass. I'm like, is now later? I just don't want it to be on me. Are you waiting for me? Am I waiting for you? And he's like, don't worry about it. We'll discuss it when it's time. I'm like, okay, it's getting close to time. And he's like, you know what? It's just going to come. Why don't you actually not worry about it? I might not tell you anything about it. And I just look at him and I go, bold. See you then.
Is there any chance he's just making it up? Like, oh, it didn't come in the mail yet.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Just think of me.
I don't know what it could be. All right. I am nervous for him. What could it be?
That is really
I can't even
bold.
Come up with my own shit. I don't know what to do.
That's really bold. And
I think that's bold.
You look at my eyes have narrowed. Mm-hmm. I'm doing suspicious face.
Like how so? Like you're gonna get it wrong, or he really didn't have an idea at the time?
Well, it's just like part of what I think, Hamda, you find fun about your birthday is that you get to think about it
that's
before
the,
and that's after the gift. And during. So like being left out of any of the planning is like, that's not that fun. I wouldn't think that was fun.
You know what? Normally you're absolutely right. For some reason this year, I'm like, I really don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to plan it. I can't come up with anything. Maybe I should just let it go. And all of a sudden he's like, so we should talk about your birthday. And I'm like, hold on. So it's actually a good year for him to try this kind of thing, because I'm like, I'm out of ideas. I don't know what to do.
Right. But that doesn't mean that. Okay. And I'm not trying to drive a wedge between you.
We're just asking questions.
What I would maybe do in that situation is be like, okay, let me come up with a list of 5 to 8 ideas and I'll run them by you. We can talk about it together. So you don't have to be the thinker upper, but you can still be the, you know, excited about idea.
Normally I would be right there with you. And I would say something like, you know what, this doesn't make me feel comfortable. This isn't what I call fun. Although I know that you're trying to do this, but for some reason this year, I was already in the mindset of, can I not come up with 5 things? Okay, can I not run? Yeah. For some reason
to come up with the 5 things. Is that your idea, Bianca?
Whoever. Or he comes up. I don't want to.
Right.
Oh yeah. I don't. And I'm.
I go. You come up with 8 things. You pick one. And.
Well, no one's going to believe me, but I am letting it go. So, and I think because I am letting it go, whatever he does will be good. I see both of your faces, and I agree. I understand. I got my mom's birthday box though. So we have that.
Okay. I would wrap that up and give it to you. Yeah.
Take credit for all the boombas and the kooky cookies or whatever.
Yep. Hey, it's almonds. We put it together with glue. Happy birthday.
I know. I'm nervous for him too, guys. Let's see.
All right, Xerxes. Okay.
I wonder if he's like, man, these years are going faster and faster.
Listen, I'll be here for you if you need a place to crash after the birthday. You guys talked about the elections on this episode, the midterm elections. Uh-huh. And we Democrats showed up for Governor Hochul. And for the ballot initiatives, which you did detail on the show, do you want clean water?
There's somebody on the forums that is like, it's defending picking no for some of these. Like, what?
Okay, well,
fuck?
I didn't want to even, I have on my notes, forums person, sad face, and I'm not even going to dignify them with naming them.
Right.
But they'll forums rename themselves person, anyway. Sad face.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, forums person, sad face.
How about if I want clean water, I buy a filter? It's called personal responsibility. You guys don't understand the tricks with clean air.
It's just like, okay, sure, whatever. Like, God. But yeah, I voted yes on all the ballot initiatives.
Of course.
Drag me to hell, forums person. I voted, you know, for Kathy Hochul on the Working Families Party line.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Take me to jail. Take me to freaking court. You know, I don't know. I read. I know things. I have a college degree.
Not the way this guy knows things. Not the way these assholes know things. You would think you would know when you're not wanted somewhere. But despite that, this person knows things
that
no one else can get.
If somebody gave me a poll that said, did you go to college or not? I'd be like, I did go to college, but I'm putting no. Because I don't understand what this forums guy is saying. Ugh, brother.
Amen.
And just one more thing from this episode. Mm-hmm. I agree with Billy Wayne's wife that a bong on a coffee table is not.
I agree. It does have a look and it does have a smell for sure. So, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
We can't. And the poll, I think, was about DMT as well.
Have you done DMT? Right? And only one person apparently has. So, it's definitely, there's a small, you're not going to be able to relate to a lot of people, it seems.
Where do you even get DMT from, right? Oh, you
Shane
asked
Moss.
Shane.
Yeah, sure. He has them all.
Well, I'm thinking like maybe it's the type of thing you can get from a drug that's already out there. Like you can, you know, you make meth from cough medicine or whatever.
You take cough medicine and a strainer.
Yeah.
And you pour that in there and then smoke what's left.
That could be cool.
By the way, zero people on Reddit have done DMT.
I thought that's where the crazy people went.
Yeah, adventurers. Reddit, do better. Or they were all like, well, I have, but my epiphany said to do polls wrong. Right.
I was supposed to be a liar. No. My epiphany said to be a fucking liar.
I mean, I just did so many drugs in the hospital that I feel like I kind of get it now.
Right. Your drugs, they cut open your bones. You know, you're like, I'm good with DMT. Who gives a fuck?
I was on a fentanyl drip for weeks.
And everybody's scared of that. You know, you just do it on a Tuesday.
They were like, push the button. When the light turns green, it means you could push the button for more fentanyl. And I was staring the fuck at that button, let me tell you. And I pushed it. They were like, so you pushed it the maximum number of times that you could possibly push it.
I didn't know
it
was a trick. Okay.
Did not, because it still hurts. Right. And then I would say like really odd nonsense phrases. But you know what?
What are you talking about? You told me it's about green. Something's green.
When I was at the hospital, they gave me morphine this recent time, but I didn't want to act like, oh, that's good. I want to be like, yeah, maybe. We might still have to talk. Let me just put my arm back down, though, and my head back. But I mean, this isn't blowing my mind or nothing. I'm just going to.
That's how I feel on gas at the dentist. I'm like, do not tell them how good this feels right now because they will take it down. There's no reason for you to be this high at the dentist. And I'm like, oh, they don't know. They would have a totally different chemda right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do whatever you want. Good night. This is so fun.
I know.
They lie really too. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, man. We don't have gas. And then Clinda starts crying because they touched the tooth. Because they put the apron on her. They put the bib on her. And then they're like, now that I think about it, we have 7 cases downstairs. 1 second.
I think I saw some in the back of the closet.
As long as I stop myself from giggling while they're drilling, I think I'm good. I got it.
Well, I remember when I had a procedure, I was in Twilight anesthesia. Mm-hmm. And they had music on. Like it's where you're not fully put under.
Okay.
But you're sedated. They had music playing. It was a Beatles rock block in the procedure room. And I remember at one point she was like, okay, you have to stop singing now.
You did great, but that's all we needed. You're like, but these three songs go together. They're kind of one song.
It's like, really? I was just crooning in there for them. And then I had to stop singing so they could like continue to put a tube in my chest or whatever.
She's talking to the left and the right. She's trying to make it in stereo somehow.
It's like, you say goodbye and I say hello, hello, hello.
I just find that so sweet. Just picturing it is such a delight in my own head. Oh my God. She was so sweet. It sounded like.
She's like, hello. And then you say hello. Hello. Now you say
hello. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Boop a doop enjoy the show. Okay, sweetie, we're almost done.
That happened too. They were just upset you weren't getting any of the words right. It was so many years today. He did something else, you say. And then you gotta do something else. Please don't go away. It's Sergeant Peppers.
She's like, okay, sweetheart. Anyway, that was a good time. And man, that felt great when I was coming off of that, boy, was I high. That was my first day in the hospital. I was like, if it's like this,
it's not bad.
Totally fine.
We're going to cut open your bones. Yeah, what was that thing we did the first day, though?
And then when I woke up, it was the January 6th insurrection on TV. Jesus, right.
Did that seem like a movie at first? Like, what is this movie?
I was like, you know, for me, nothing can surprise me anymore. Right. You know, of course, there's a siege on the Capitol.
Right.
The day I'm at my most vulnerable. That's when democracy is in peril in my lifetime. The day that they have me, you know, strung up to a bunch of fucking chemo drugs.
Wow. Did you know that day? Did you see it that day? Or were you just not? Really? As you're coming out?
Yeah, I woke up from that procedure and I was in the room and getting myself oriented to my new home.
Wow.
And I was like, Mom, why are they doing that?
Is it Halloween already, Mom? Holy shit.
It's a weird day.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Enough about me. Episode 3601, Red Wave with Calvin Cato. And we did avoid the Red Wave and we did keep the Senate.
That's right. And then supposedly, people don't seem to be ready to call the House yet. So
yep.
That's good news considering.
Yeah. And Calvin's back and he is single.
Right?
I mean, okay, so
he could write in the poll wrong because I don't think he knows.
Remember last time and he had that mouse problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I became fully enraged at him.
Right.
Hulk mode.
He said that it's something in the morning. He told his boyfriend to come over to get rid of a mouse, which how am I going to find that fucking mouse anyway?
Come over. Yeah. And he was like, isn't it so rude of him to not do that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I have to say, I disagree. So now they've broken up and he cited that as the beginning of the end, but they still like hang out, collaborate and sleep together sexually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's single. I'm lost and I don't know what do words mean?
Listen, if you're friends with Bianca, you have a potential couple million coming at you if she wins the lotto. If you're friends with Calvin, he might throw you a bone. Different friendships.
I feel like Calvin brings up the stories and then is confused that he's got to figure out what they mean.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like got this sort of like...
I'm single kind of, and I'm like, all right, so what's that mean? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, but you brought it up.
He did say kind of.
He's like, so that's good. I'm loving that I'm kind of single. And it's like, well, yeah, if I was single and I had my same boyfriend, I'd like it too.
And side pieces. Right. And random bones.
That'd be
and
pretty memories. Good. Yeah. No, memories, right. Forgot about the memories.
He is.
All right. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. The leg tumor in the room.
That's kind of not me.
But hi. I don't know. He goes, I'm not worried about it, but you have a tumor. And I'm like, oh my God. He goes, he saw my face. And I said, yeah, I didn't say anything. He goes, I'm not worried about it. So let's not worry about it. I'm like, all right, good but for me.
Does he know about I assume he knows about your
that you love tumors
situation.
You're known for it.
It's there in the chart, but I'm not sure if you looked at it because I had to show him my bone, like what happened when I fell. Because when I say dislocated my knee and then I show them that, they go, oh, you really like actually it's located in a different place, dislocated. So then I wanted to say, well, last time I heard about a tumor, I had open heart surgery, but it was like he was so busy telling me not to worry and passing me the information and hardly even said, do you have any questions before he left? I said, wait, before you go, I have a question that I was like, all right, so he's going to know about my other tumors. You know, either way, I have to get an MRI and he's already out the door. So let me just get the MRI. There's a tumor there. There is a tumor there. Might as well get the MRI. He's not going to have any questions because every time I go to ask a question, he's like, this is what I know. We're not going to know. Go get the MRI.
I wish a doctor once would say, hey, we just got the MRI, back. Yeah, I'd be concerned if I were you. I mean, we're gonna be on top of it, do our best. But yeah, sure. It's a fucking tumor, for Christ's sake. What are we, idiots?
Okay, well, I have had that kind of experience with a doctor.
Yeah.
So okay. It's possible.
All right.
They're like, no, it's not. It's not looking good. Right. It's no, it's the worst case scenario. Okay. So.
All right. So maybe that's fine then, Kanda.
And well, my thing is, are you in these appointments by yourself?
In this one, because I'm trying to, you know, Xerxes offers to come to all of them. And I'm like, oh, you know, maybe this is where we take some time. And I think we're supposed to be adults and do it. And I'm like, this isn't going to hurt. I've been to the knee doctor before. He moves it around a little. It's fine, you know. So I thought I'd spare us the wasting time of two people, you know.
I don't even know if I want somebody with me when I'm in the hospital. How did you feel, Bianca? I know your mom visited.
It's really helpful, I think, to have somebody with you in those appointments. I think specifically because of those moments where it's going too fast and you can't like ask the question. And then, you know, a few minutes after you leave, you're like, oh, I wish I would have asked this and this or something.
Right. Well, so, I'm dealing with that with yeah. the birth control. I started taking it, but I have no idea what to expect still. I actually had an appointment with, so first I asked at the pharmacy, but she's like, I could tell you how I take mine. And I'm like, but you're not taking the same one. Okay, whatever.
What's
call your
mouth?
Doctor. I called the doctor and they're like, well, and they look it up and they give me the senior doctor and nobody knows what to do. They go, actually, this is a question for your pharmacist. I go back to the pharmacy. The guy takes out this thing, unfolds it. And is like looking through all of the information that he has, you know, just a pamphlet. And I'm Googling in front of him. I go, I don't want to Google, but here's what I'm finding. And he's like, just take it. Everyone's like, just take it. And I go, but these pills are separate than these pills, which means usually that this is the placebo pill. This is when I have my period. But these pills seem like they go first. So I am confused. When do I get my period? Are any of these placebo? And he goes, oh, you're just not going to get your period if none of them is placebo. And I'm like, am I not going to get my period? He goes, yeah, you're probably not. I go, but here it says you're going to get, if you get a heavier one or a weird one or whatever, contact your doctor.
Well, yeah.
Now you're saying I'm not going to get it?
No, I'm telling you what the word placebo means.
But none of them are placebo.
No, I follow.
But nobody told me I'm not going to get my period anymore. I think I should know that. That would be fucking scary to find out on my own. I still don't know, but I was like, can't delay this anymore. I'm taking one. They're all labeled the same. Looked at it with a magnifying glass. I'm like, they're all labeled the same. So might as well start. So second day of my period. Hope I don't die. I mean, of this pill.
Yeah, I just don't. What
kind of shit is that?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. You know why they prescribed me this? Because I'm like, why would anyone prescribe me this? Because they don't know anything about it. Because that's what my insurance covers. So I didn't bother with like, what's a good hormone level for me for what I'm looking for in a birth control pill. This is the one that's covered by insurance. Your pharmacist doesn't know about it. Your doctors don't know about it. There you go.
For $2 more, we would have given you the good stuff. You didn't ask.
Right? Yeah. What if I get the good stuff, but the generic version? See, I didn't ask that. I don't know. Nobody knows. They don't seem to care. So I'm like, maybe this is so low that
right.
I shouldn't
well,
care.
I think that with a, like hormone birth control, with the pill, essentially they're all the same level and they're all the same effect.
That's not how it used to be. So
no, but I think it's such a low dose now.
Really?
That they're pretty much all the same. I don't think they would prescribe you one that was like vastly different from anything else.
I wish someone would even tell me that. I think they just assume because I have these body parts, I know about birth control, but I do not. Didn't ask me about my history. You know, when you're with another person with these body parts for 9 years, you don't have to worry about birth control. So you didn't even, you know what I mean? Like what are you looking at? My chart is so fucking big. Maybe you need a day.
I mean, I understand your frustration for sure, but I think like the thing I've learned most about medical stuff is that
it's not a science.
It is a science, wow. But every case is different. Every person is different. So if you go on this pill and you have any adverse reaction, they would say to stop. but it's not like they can tell you exactly what to expect. I'm not making an excuse like.
No, but they told me that nobody told me that I won't get my period. So now if right. I'm on this and I don't get my period and nobody told me I'm not going to get my period, I think I'm pregnant and I fucked up or you know, like that could really fuck me up.
So
mentally.
Is there a week of pills that look different?
There aren't. They're separated in the pack. It's like three rows that are closer together and the space and then a row on top. So it's separated.
So I think it's probably.
But I start with the separate ones.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Just Thank to get you excited you. To pay attention.
I mean, I think it's worth it to have. It doesn't even have to be Xerxes. I think it could be.
They don't let people into the thing. They let you wait in the waiting room. They don't let people come in because since COVID, like he used to come into the thing with me.
Did you ask? Because I think that's different now.
He's come and they've said like only one of you is allowed, or I called the head one time. Like there are these things in place.
Only one of you can come. Then say, let Xerxes do it then. All right, he'll go in then.
No, I mean, I would have somebody in every appointment just so that you have a second set of ears. That's all. And just someone
who came to the pharmacy. He's like, do you want me to come? I go, yes. He was a little surprised. I'm like, I need a witness. I can't. Yeah. Like, maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know either. But I mean, I think like in general, when you have only, you know, there was some statistic that you read on the show where a doctor gives you like 11 seconds before they start talking.
Right.
And you really do have to like be kind of a pain and make them mm-hmm. stay. And even I, after all the doctors I've been to, I have a dermatologist who gives me the brush off every time. And I have to be like, Dr. Markova, can you please look at my butt crack? So, you know, it's an odd thing and it's not great, yeah. But
it sucks because my last knee doctor, Dr. Negan.
No, stop it.
Okay. He was, he would sit around almost as if I dismiss him.
Right.
It was, I was like, is he just sitting there? And I'm like, okay, I'm good. And he's like, okay, no more questions. I'm like, holy shit. What is this? Like, oh, I get nervous and just like, no, I guess I don't. Should I? Ooh.
He was born to do it.
Dr. Negan.
Born a bored knee doctor. All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that.
Don't worry.
Oh, listen, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Did you think I was worried?
I know you have the capacity to not worry about this shit.
Calvin discovers sniffies in real time, live on the show. Mm-hmm. And that was a beautiful moment because we all remember and we were treated to another resounding play of Keith discovering sniffies for the first time. So to hear, I think we should do probably in a few years, like a super cut of people discovering sniffies in real time.
Right.
Because it really was quite the moment.
I was trying to play it cool too. I'm just like, Calvin, just click the next fucking button. You'll see.
I heard you.
No, really dead. Take it in. I'm not trying to give you a date tonight. Press yes. Go next.
You're like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And all the buttholes just coming for you.
Right.
So much.
She's like, this is version 4.5. Just press yes. Next. Hurry. You'll see. You'll know when you see it. It's like porn. You know when you see it.
he was scandalized.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy. It's a lot of stuff going on.
I feel like Newsy has given me such an education, you know, mm-hmm. like I know everything now about.
Were you homophobic before? Because you didn't know.
Yeah, for sure. Scared and hateful. No, I was just like.
Oh, speaking of scared and hateful, just a shout out to any haters who are listening. Please text me and let me know you're listening.
Okay.
I get hateful messages sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. They're listening.
Is it because you're Jewish?
It doesn't help.
I mean, when they say the Jews control the media, they are talking about one half of Keith and the girl.
I mean, right? I did just say, do this if you're listening to me. So, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. If anyone has any criticism for me, I'd invite them to please keep it to themselves, because I sure can't handle it. Okay.
Do you write back? If somebody texts you, hey, dumb bitch, do you write back?
No.
Okay.
No. No, I made the mistake of blocking one for a second, and I was like, no, you should come in. Come on in. Let me see what you have to say. It's so stupid. I mean, no, it's really good, and it keeps me up at night, and you should totally do it again.
Are people texting you or emailing you?
I have gotten texts, yes. Like, yeah. Hate you because you're a dumb bitch type thing. Like, because I don't know. I remember one time I said, I don't know why people don't like me, whatever. We hate you because you're a dumb bitch and you're a racist asshole or something like that. And, okay. You were my friend for quite some time. It's interesting.
Juicy. This is juicy.
Wow. Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Wakanda forever.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Are you going to see that movie, Bianca?
Sure.
Okay.
They are playing it at the theater near my house.
They're playing it everywhere.
Did you see number one? Did you see the first one?
I did.
Okay.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember being like, I'm at the movie theater. Yay. Right. But other than that, I don't remember much. I remember Michael B. Jordan was the bad guy.
Hello.
And he was handsome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He can shave his head.
Mm-hmm. Everyone was very handsome.
Everybody was. I remember. This is a sexy town, this Wakanda.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Matrix.
Yes.
When they were at a rave all the time. And it's like, why is the Matrix all sex now? We don't. What?
What was the poll for this Calvin episode, Keith?
For this Calvin episode, the poll was, are you worried about Hemda's tumor? I wrote yes. The choices are nope. Doc said not to worry. Yes, it's a tumor. 57% say yes. I'm a human being. It's a tumor. Someone wrote, yeah, it affects me. I'm nervous, but I'm going to write no. Okay. Sure. All right.
It's 50-50 exactly on Reddit.
All right.
All right. Well, two for tumor.
It's a former.
Last week, episode 213 with Karen and Rod. Love hanging with my pals, Karen and Rod and Hemda and Keith on my off weeks, you know, just... Mm-hmm. Seeing how the sausage is made.
Do you ever think that's not the way I would have done it?
No.
Okay.
But I would love to give Karen a shout out at the end where like an hour and 45 minutes in, she's like, we kept it short, Bianca. We did it. And I know it's not as short as it's not brisk. But we did, and then there's like 20 more minutes right after that. That was great. You're being nominated, Keith, for Best Rant for your hating Cobra Kai.
Good.
On this episode.
It's Ralph Macchio that I really hate. Ralph Macchio. But yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not a fan of Cobra Kai, just the same.
Go around saying you hate Ralph
Macchio. I hate Ralph Macchio, and apparently I'm the only one who saw all these Netflix shows because nobody else seems to be in the minute, and so you have to believe me. But I've done my research, and he's a self-important piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure his family loves him. Maybe he's a good dad. You know, fine, great, fantastic. But kind of acting like who you are, you know what I mean? Fucking 22 years old, he's got the Karate Kid figured out, and he's like, this isn't going to work. And then they changed my name to an Italian name, and that's when I knew. When you knew what? Mama Lucia. That's how I feel.
I haven't seen the show.
Even the movie. He has a book out, and he said they named my name. I forget what they called him at first, but it was like Danny McGillicuddy. And he's like, this will never work. This is going to make me look like an idiot. It's going to ruin my career. Then they said, how about Danny LaRusso? And I'm like, yes, strong Italian roots, even though the movie has nothing to do with being Italian, really. And he's like, that's going to work. Now, Mr. Miyagi, they wanted him in this movie. And I'm like, no way. Not somebody who's been performing for a while. And I'm a fucking new piece of shit kid. I didn't see how that was going to work. Then it turns out Mr. Miyagi is an actor and he could do different things. And I'm like, yes, this is going to work. Then they said you got to catch a fly with chopsticks in the movie. And I'm like, that's impossible. And then they went, we're going to do a plastic fly. It's going to be fake. And I'm like, now we're cooking with Crisco. And he rubs me the wrong way.
Hmm. Yeah. So you did read his book?
I saw in the Post, yeah, they put the, you know, these books come out, and if it's a celebrity book, they put the highlights in, and his highlights were about a plastic fly. Fascinating.
So you go get the Post to read about people who make you mad, shows that you hate, and on your way, you get hit by an electric bicycle.
Yeah. And that's Rouse's fault.
Still I rise. Thank you. Keith says.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, listener.
That's right.
Because he's like risking Phoenix life and limb.
Hold on, I have a message. You're a dumb bitch. What the fuck? Anyways, I was a big fan of The Karate Kid when I was a kid, and I decided to keep following this guy's life, and he burnt me.
Oh, man. It's a shame.
It is, but it's all right. Can't love everything and everybody.
Q&A, you guys talked about being going to L.A. a while back, and Keith, you thinking it looked like Grand Theft Auto and thinking you could jump on the buildings.
I think do I could think, parkour, yeah.
Do you think you felt the same way last time you went when you saw Craig?
I don't remember. It was specifically, where was your brother at, Malibu?
Venice Beach.
And yeah, there specifically, every house is one story and it's very, very weird after being used to New York. Here it was more spread out where this guy lives, Echo Park, a little more spread out, mountains, that kind of thing.
This guy, Craig,
yeah.
Have you guys talked at all since you hung out? Or yeah, did sure. you just like
in chat?
We have to separate now. It was too much.
We
too
still
fast.
Talk. I know he's in France. He's in Paris right now. What's he doing? I don't know. He explained it the way he explains. You know how he explains what he does for a living. I don't fucking know. But good for him.
He's at a scarf guy convention.
He's at a scarf convention doing some kind of show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
He seems happy. So good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was at a party recently and I saw a guy with a t-shirt and a scarf on. And I thought, there's that guy.
You into scarves? You see a guy with a scarf, you're like, nice.
Me? No, I can't say that I am.
Okay. Right.
And I want to be honest.
You have to be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to be. But I don't even like scarves on women.
I see.
I don't like scarves, you know, that fall off.
Yeah.
Give me a hat.
Give you a hat any day of the week.
Please.
I hear you.
All right. I do have time for a couple questions.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Keith?
Yes. Any of you flirting with anybody?
No. I went to a wedding and I thought that I was being set up with someone, but I don't think I was. But we were the only single people there and we were like staying in rooms next door to one another and we were assigned those rooms. Mm-hmm. But like he couldn't have been less interested in even talking to me or looking at me. So we were
same age.
Maybe he was just being cool because he didn't know what he wasn't as observant as you. Meanwhile, he's kicking himself. You know, you ever been in a relationship and the other person's like, you didn't even notice me. You didn't even look at me. And it's like, oh, I'm telling you, I did, but it might have seemed out of line. That's what could be happening.
Well, I gave him a ride back to the city afterwards and still just, I didn't, I don't, Yeah, it didn't seem like he cared if I lived or died. I gotta be honest with you. Mm. This guy, very sort of into his own thing. You know, we talked about books. It's like, thank God I can read books because he, you know, when somebody's like going out of their way to make sure you know they're smart, it's like, you're smart. It's okay. You can relax. You're smart.
I do have another question, actually. I see that you just placed the pen in your hat area, between your hat and your skin. That's weird. But anyways, it makes me... have you seen these new pens that they gave away? And am I correct that these pens aren't as good as the other pens that they used
to
have?
This is the one I got. I got the same one. I actually heard on you saying that you got one that wasn't as good.
I like... the red, white, and blue ones are good. For me, they have new ones that are all red or all blue, and those are trash.
Oh, I didn't see those. I saw the red, white, and blue ones.
Those are still good. Those are I enjoy very much. But I proposition number five, these new fucking pens. Yes, no, no, no.
Not in my America.
Yeah.
The real America.
And I always ask for another pen. I would ask for another sticker. I could use that as a Band-Aid or something.
You think it's weird to put your pen in your hat like
I've never done it in my life.
Really?
Never.
You never wear hats.
See?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it's a cool place to put it.
Yeah? You walk around the streets like that?
Yeah. If I see a guy with a pen in their hat or a pen behind their ear, whoo, mama.
It's like singles in Gesundheit, right? You're like, ah, there it is. And then roll credits, if you know what I mean.
That is Singles the movie. Eddie Vedder made a cameo in it at a lot of what used to be very famous people. And they were all living in a complex together, a la Melrose Place, except it was before Melrose Place, and it was a movie.
Sounds
and Bridget
cool.
Fonda was the one who you're quoting, am I right?
That's right.
She had this long list of things that she wanted from a dude. And then now, at the end of the day, she just wants somebody to say bless you or Gesundheit. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
when she sneezes.
I should check that out.
Not really. It's overrated.
It was cute. Worth a watch if it's on one of your streaming.
Yeah, just get the soundtrack.
Okay,
soundtrack's good.
Sure, of course it is. It's all the musicians.
Yeah.
Right, Chris Cornell, etc.
Any other questions, Hemda, Keith?
It's really everything that's on my mind. Those are the big ones that were making me wonder for a while.
I have a statement. Bianca is going to be in the pilot premiere Kickstarter backer only new game show.
The show's so nice. You say it twice. The game show.
That's right. And I had to send weird emails to people who are going to be part of this because I was like, it's kind of going to work like this. We're still working it out. Should be fun. Can I see you there? And Bianca's in.
All right.
Rod Morrow is in. And Nick Vatera is in.
Damn.
That's December 10th for the kick only. You can only get a ticket if you back the Kickstarter, keithandthegirl.com/kick, because we want your opinion. This might replace silent trailers next year for the monthly game. The game show. So whoever backs it and watches it, and if you can't make it that night, we are going to give you a copy and some time because you're going to get to vote. Next year, are we doing silent trailers or are we doing the game show? Maybe we come up with a third option. I don't know, but you got to be there. And in order to be there, you have to back the Kickstarter.
All right.
I'm excited.
And on that note.
Oh, and this Sunday is regular silent trailers Sunday at 6 p.m. Have you heard of that ever? We've never done it on Sunday at 6 p.m. Obviously, we're trying something new. If you like it, vote by being there this Sunday, November 20th, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's 3 p.m. Pacific and all kinds of other timelines.
And in the meantime, if you can go on Reddit and you see the poll for Keith and Girl 3599 and you see this person wrote, I never play and did... don't intend to, have still voted no. If you can give that a thumbs down, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. And now I sing a song to end the episode, which I do every time.
Mm-hmm, fantastic.
And usually I do think of it before It has to happen.
Huh.
But the only thing that's coming to mind now is, take a look at me now. I'm gonna be on the game show. If you back the Kickstarter, we're gonna go for another year. Take a look at me now. Either the girl.com.
Well, let's lower that gas. Thank you.